This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Saturday deadly airstrikes in Khan Yunis have devastated displaced families. The airstrike killed at least 71 Palestinians in the designated humanitarian zone in Gaza. Medical workers are overwhelmed.
2 hours ago, we started receiving tens of cases together, in a few minutes, I mean. Most of the cases are in a very critical situation. Among them, there were nearly 50 dead bodies. Now we are unable inside the hospital to deal with any more cases. The situation is very miserable.
Israeli demonstrators gathered in Jerusalem on Saturday to call for a ceasefire and a hostage deal, condemned the deadly attacks.
I don't know about Muhammad Deif. I know that keeping the wall is bad for all of us. It needs to be stopped.
Israel claims the attack was targeting Hamas's military chief, but there is no confirmation that he was killed. The Heritage Foundation conservative think tank is floating the idea that President Biden might refuse to leave office if he loses in November. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A Heritage Foundation report accuses the Biden administration of lawlessness in its border policies, in staffing considerations, and in circumventing constitutional limits on the office of president. And then goes on to suggest the president could disregard the will of the voters, despite Biden clearly saying otherwise. President Biden has repeatedly said Donald Trump is a threat to democracy.
Do you think democracy is under siege based on Project 2025? Do you think he means what he says when he says he's going to do away with the civil service?
But this appears to be an attempt to turn the tables. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.